With all Connecticut adults now eligible for the vaccine, the focus turns to getting shots into arms. Dedicated clinics are reaching some of the most vulnerable populations, like people with disabilities. But Connecticut Public Radio's Ali Oshinsky reports that many in the disabled community are left to navigate the process on their own.
Kevin Skeggs is smiling under his mask. The 24-year-old is waiting with his mom, Christine, in the activity room of the Arc of Litchfield County in Torrington.
He lives his life in his honest face and his movements and his sounds, and he misses everybody.
She says he's just happy to be around people. She pulls back his mask briefly to show a big smile. And he has reason to smile. Kevin has just received his first dose of the coronavirus vaccine. The clinic was set up by the state for residents like him, those with intellectual and developmental disabilities. The ARC hosted the event. It normally provides daycare, job training, and other support to people with disabilities. Families file in and out of the room. Staff welcome them back after long hiatuses. Parents reacquaint themselves with friends from the before times. And from behind Christine's mask comes a glimmer of optimism.
It's a relief to have a vaccine. And it's been hard having him get one because he didn't fit the other groups. So to be able to have this clinic today for people with IDD is important.
IDD stands for Intellectual and Developmental Disability. This group includes people with Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, or autism spectrum disorder. The Connecticut Department of Developmental Services works with a population of about 17,000 individuals with IDD, two-thirds of whom are under the age of 44. So most of that population just became eligible for the vaccine. But that doesn't begin to capture the total disability population in Connecticut, which is estimated to be close to 400,000 people in the state. That's 11% of the population. Stephen Byers is an attorney with Disability Rights Connecticut, and he's happy to see dedicated vaccine clinics for some in the disability community. But they don't cover everyone. Only those with intellectual and developmental disabilities who are under state care have been or will soon be vaccinated. Otherwise,
the governor and state have offered no specific plan to ensure that the vaccination is made promptly available to those with disabilities.
I'm waiting and hoping for, and I'm finding it very difficult to find a vaccine for my son.
That's Doris Maldonado, and there's no dedicated clinic set up for her 17-year-old son, Tyler. Maldonado advocates for people with disabilities and their families in both English and Spanish-speaking communities. And she says the way to fix the access issue is simple.
If people would just contact and have a conversation with people with disabilities and say, how can we do this better, then it would be better.
Maldonado says her son's disabilities are sometimes invisible. And for that, he experiences another kind of marginalization. She sees that same phenomenon happening in vaccine access for the disability community.
The top down looking at us and wondering, well, why aren't those people doing what we do? We're not like you. We're not all the same, but we should have equitable access.
Maldonado says that those in charge of the vaccination effort should reflect on how the system may work for them, but may not be designed to work for all. Ali Oshinsky, Connecticut Public Radio.